Well, StormLakeRadio.com also has an opportunity to help promote the Storm Lake volleyball team with head coach Kim Johnson here at the half of our Storm Lake football game. Kim, last night at OABCIG, fun bus ride home, I'm sure. Congrats on a 5-set win.
Well, thank you. It was a fun bus ride. It's been a long time since we've played 5 sets in a night, and the girls were excited to get the win.
Well, 15-10, I know. Take me through the fifth and final one.
I'd like to back up if I can.
Sure.
We won the first set 25-14, and then we came out and they scored 11 points right off the bat. So it was 11-0 in the second one. We dropped that one. I was most proud of the way the girls came back. They fought hard. Teams of the past would have folded at that point. They just didn't know how to get over that hump. But then we lost the second one or the third one, 26-28, and then battled strong. So that last set, they got a few points right away, and then we came right back. And the girls saw the court well last night. They were putting the ball where their players weren't, and played well all night long.
Well, last week you were talking about your serve receive. How was that last night?
Much, much better. The girls played with a lot more confidence, and when that serve receive improves and our passing improves, everything else comes along, and I think the girls realized that last night.
Well, I'm putting you on the spot, and if you don't have any stats from last evening's match, that's okay.
But
if you do, feel free to share.
I do. All right. We had Kaylee Oler, who had 7 kills, and Ariel Bazzoni had 6. The other thing about the kills, every player had at least 1 kill, so that was nice. Serving-wise, we served really well last night. I think we missed 8 total, but we had many servers that did a nice job. Kaylee Oler was 19 for 20 with 2 aces. Sorry, it was late when I got home, Chris. Carly Wiggert was 19 out of 20 and 2 aces, and Hannah Newman was 18 of 19 with 4 aces. So that was impressive. Digging-wise, again, the girls did a nice job of digging, and they were where they needed to be throughout the night, and the passes were so much better. Katrina Chiawong is our libero, and she had 11 digs, and then Kaylee Oler had 9.
Excellent job, and you even your season record, and now you get to prepare for Saturday in a big day.
We do. The tournament starts at 9 o'clock in Emmitsburg, and we play the second match, so I'm guessing that will be, somewhere between 9:30 and 9:45. We play Algona Garrigan, who is always a tough team, and then we turn around and play Emmitsburg right away. We have a match off, and then we play Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire. So this will be nice. The girls have some confidence going into this tournament, which is always a good thing. And we're ready to go. Last week I talked about how we ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to report we had lots of fuel in the tank last night, even after 5.
Good, good. Well, they'll need some more fuel for 3 matches for sure on Saturday. And we look forward to not only the competition tomorrow, but also next week. And we'll talk again next Friday, Kim. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Tornado head coach Kim Johnson joining us at the half of our football game and online at StormLakeRadio.com.